are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Take my mendacity with a side order of chocolate cake and two scoops of ice cream. Thank you very much. Hey, welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know it's been a while since we've chatted in this forum, but we'll get together more frequently and we'll talk about it. We've got lots to take on. The cultural cacophony is Trump in a downward spiral. And by the way, POTUS's fitness to serve may be one question, but is that ruining your diet? We'll talk. Craziness. We'll also pay tribute to a few luminaries we lost over the last few weeks, and we've got some inspiration to action challenge success stories. Great music to round it out, a great soundtrack, including your forgotten 45s, and I'd love to get you in the mix. Hey, it's early. It's an early Coffee Clatch edition on this Tuesday, May 16th. It's 7 a.m. out west, 9 a.m. central, and 10 a.m. here in the east, so boy, do we need that jolt of caffeine. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter feed bursting at the seams, as always, live or on podcast, and we've been chatting it up via social media these last couple of weeks as well. Reach out via Twitter at AB Writes. Facebook page and our PopNet chat box also open. Our TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, are in the booth, raring to go. They can't wait because it's been a while. And the show is brought to you in part by Geico. 15 minutes or less can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Geico.com is the place to go for that. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. We had a good time with a couple of PopNet roundtables tackling some of these cultural cacophony issues last couple of weeks. So that's part of the reason our schedule is kind of sporadic. It will be, I just want to tell you, for the next few months, probably fairly hit or miss as well, because I'm involved in some a big juggling act, including some professional and personal issues that are pretty time-consuming. So not as frequently, but we'll get back to hopefully our regular at least two-week, maybe more, schedule come the fall. Keep you updated, of course, on social media, and we'll do a few shows throughout the summer, as we always do. We usually do a few less shows over the summer anyway, but this year in particular, just some issues dealing with it are just taking up a lot of time. But you're in my thoughts, as you know. We're on social media all the time, keeping you updated, and we appear here and there on various other forums, as you may have tagged along for those rides, too. So just want to keep folks in the loop, as they say. Speaking of a loopy, what is going on at the White House? Is it a downward spiral as Donald Trump spilled some classified beans, and is there a double standard at play? We'll take all that on. All this nonsense started last week when they unceremoniously fired the beleaguered FBI, now former FBI director, James Comey. He found out via Chauncey Gardner's crazy cousin Donnie's favorite medium, TV. That blue letter arrived like a reality TV show. You reach out. It is the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. Grab yourself a cup of joe and let's go.
One of the blue letters she wrote to me. There was a word she told. Gonna be on the road to paradise. I want a lover who don't get old. Do I read the message in your eyes? You want a love to stay another night. Baby, if your day goes down, I won't be waiting around for you. For every voice you've ever heard, there's a thousand
for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. Oh, my baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home.
of Wicked Wilson Pickett and Not So Forgotten 45 for Daryl on the Amy Booth Arkley Show. Send that one out to Sally Yates, the former interim AG, who testified with such grace and poise and integrity last week in Congress that may have set off Donald Trump and inching him closer to that infamous Comey firing. Secret Agent Man from Johnny Rivers. Some secret agent men and women may be in danger as loose lips via the Oval Office may sink a few ships. We'll talk about Trump and the so-called classified info he may have revealed to the Russians. And, of course, a pair for James Comey and the now infamous letter that he received, the letter from the Box Tops and blue letter from Fleetwood Mac. It is the end of the Thurkwe Show, a rare early coffee clatch, so glad that you're hanging with us, but folks are on fire via Twitter. Also, our PopNet chat box is open, and we'll take a look at that, where Carla, is it Carla, is listening live. She says, hey, listening live now, glad to hear it. Trump is a dumpster fire, we knew that, but when will the Republicans get a spine and go for impeachment? Hey, this is what a lot of people are talking about. In fact, Anna Navarro, who is a CNN commentator, Republican strategist, has been a never-Trumper from day one, came out with a scathing commentary and tweet storm of her own by saying that, you know, if, do we have the tweets here? I think, basically essentially saying that if Hillary Clinton had caused any of these things, you would be drawing up those impeachment impeachment papers ASAP. I think a lot of folks have said that. It's a double standard that the Republicans are holding their nose and going along with this guy, and you got to ask yourself, for what? You know, what is the story here? I mean, at what point do we realize that enough is enough and the country has to come before party? Here is one of the tweets that she put out last night. It said, if Hillary Clinton leaked classified info to a Russian spook/diplomat, Republicans would rightly be drafting articles of impeachment now. Pick of missing spine of most GOP elected leaders should be on side of milk cartons, so says Navarro in another tweet, last seen October 2016, abducted by a man wearing red tie. Intriguing indeed. Do you feel that way? Let me know. Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505 if you happen to be tuning in live on Tuesday, May 16th. A couple of folks checking this out. Willie says, the best description of the Trump presidency is it's like having an active shooter situation in the Oval Office. Ouch, yeah. I mean, come on, we don't know what the heck is going to happen next and who is going to be harmed. The quote, of course, Eric retweets a Nixon quote, when the president does it, that means it's not illegal. And, of course, Trump's latest tweets this morning basically put his national security advisor, McMaster, out to dry because McMaster came out yesterday after that story that said that Trump had leaked information, classified information, to the Russians when they visited him the day that he fired Comey in the Oval Office, that it didn't happen. The Washington Post had this big story. It was false, so said McMaster yesterday, last night. During the news cycle, evening news time frame. This morning, he's tweeting, no, he didn't give information, but of course, when I release information, it's not illegal, and it's no longer classified. That's up to me. I have the right to do it. I do it to protect the country. He just rewrites it as he goes along, and if this is not scary to Republicans, hello, Lindsey Graham, hello, John McCain. I know they have shown twinges of a spine here and there, but they really mostly hold back. Because why do they hold back? If you look at the polls, 82% of Republicans are still supporting Trump for whatever crackpot reason they have. And they are so afraid of being primaried, and they're so afraid of the winds blowing against them that it's all about politics. It's cynicism that has gripped this country and the political class, and whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, it's outrageous. So if it had been Hillary Clinton, then it wouldn't be Hillary Clinton, for goodness sakes. Hillary Clinton would never pull these kinds of stunts and would never pull this kind of outrage. I'm sorry. We had our chance, and we blew it. We picked the toddler president because we wanted to shake things up. Boy, are we shaking things up. He's got his rattle and his two scoops of vanilla ice cream, and he's going to town. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. It's crazy-making, and some people say it's making you fat. Yeah, because people are so nervous, they're stress-eating over this. Are you eating more? Are you craving more comfort foods? Very funny last week, the Time magazine story, the Time reporters had dinner or lunch with the president and talked about the fact that they all got the same thing, except he got extra salad on his extra salad dressing on his salad, and when they came out with a slice of chocolate pie for dessert, everybody had a scoop of ice cream, he had two scoops. Now, if there was ever a person, and then people said, well, he's president, he deserves two scoops. Maybe, but if there was ever somebody who needed to lay off the ice cream, it was Donald Trump. It also came out that he said he doesn't exercise. He hasn't exercised except golf since college because he believes the human body has so much energy, is like a battery. We only have so much energy in each body that you don't want to use it up falsely by exercising, whereas, of course, science would say otherwise, that exercising actually increases your energy, but that's another story. Of course, his comment was, my friends who exercise all the time are disasters. They have to have knee replacements and hip replacements. But he'd rather just walk around and eat and talk and move his lips. That's his form of exercise. Unbelievable. That's what we say. We're in this new normal, this weird, funky twilight zone in American, the American gaslight. It's just kind of nuts. What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. PopNet chat box is open. Our Facebook page is as well. Dr. Dave says, Trump asked a dumb question in reference to Barack Obama. Now the question for him is, can we impeach Trump for treason with Russians? Oh, and he retweeted that Trump had said back in June of 2014, are you allowed to impeach a president for gross incompetence? Again, it's the whole pot kettle deal, right? Well, Trump, remember, projection and deflection. Whatever the heck is on this guy's mind, whatever he fears about himself, he deflects onto somebody else. Crooked Hillary, lying Ted, incompetent Obama. You've got to be kidding me. But the question is worrying about Trump making us fat? Think about it. And if you're stress eating, what are you craving? What is your comfort food of choice? I figure that we have to eat it all. Reach out. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. calling it out to Hollywood with the Beatles on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and Baby, You Can Drive My Car. Weird Al Yankovic, Eat It. What is Trump making you eat? On the Craveable list, the Twitter feed, AB writes, all that stress eating, says, Philly chocolate is the answer. Bryn, M&M's, Doritos, Fig Newtons, oh my. Yeah, I'm with all in on the first two. I haven't had a Fig Newton in years, but they're pretty good too, I guess. And Dondi said, hey, great hearing you live again. And as far as the eating goes, big time chocolate, pizza too. It all helps, but it doesn't do a darn thing in terms of curing it, right? Because he's still there. He is indeed. Twitter for Davey Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. We lost a few luminaries along the way the last couple of weeks. Powers Booth, I just found out, died the other day. The noted character actor, really noted for dark portrayals, most famously portrayed Jim Jones in the Jonestown Massacre miniseries back in the late 70s, early 80s, I guess it was. Or 80s, I guess, because the thing happened in the late 70s, right? Very intriguing actor. He played a lot of villains, dark stuff. Deadwood he was in, a lot of movies. Character parts, passed away only 68, so we're sorry to hear that. Jonathan Demme, the great director who was so eclectic. I mean, he had his biggest hit, of course, was Silence of the Lambs, which I guess ran the table at the Oscars all those years ago, best picture, best actor, best director, and best actress. But he did a lot of different movies. He did Rachel Getting Married. He did some action movies. He did a lot of music documentaries, most notably the music documentary with the Talking Heads. Not making sense, and a couple of documentaries with Neil Young. So Jonathan Demme, music played a big part of his life and his movies, and he was very eclectic and really well-known, and also a big advocate for other filmmakers. He was a real booster to young filmmakers and an enthusiast of filmmaking and would cheer people on and talk about it a lot. Passed away, I think he was 73 last week, we lost him. And also Gene Stein, who you might not know the household name, but I bet you know some of her works. She was an author, an oral historian, really, took apart a lot of cultural figures, most notably RFK and Edie Sedgwick, who was the Andy Warhol superstar, that great book Edie, which as a kid I was so fascinated with. It was like an oral history, much the same way that George Plimpton took on Truman Capote, which is what they interviewed all these different people that were surrounding their subjects' lives, and actually, in their own words, put it together like a montage, an oral history, where you saw the different quotes set up in a very fascinating way, and that just intrigued me so much, and that whole Andy Warhol world intrigued me so much for a variety of reasons, I guess. But she passed away tragically, had a fall, and some people say maybe it was a suicide last week in her apartment. She was 83, but boy, she did some intriguing work. Also had a book about, which I haven't read yet, about Hollywood families, the rich people. She came from a well-connected, wealthy Hollywood family, and talked about the people, not just in the entertainment business, but other businesses in Hollywood, that in California, Los Angeles, that were very influential. She passed away at 83. And I also found out in her obituary, I never knew this, she was the mother of Katrina Vandenhoevel, who is the editor and publisher of The Nation. So, you know, how you go, the Six Degrees of Separation, how people are sometimes interconnected in ways that he didn't know about, but fascinating. She had fascinating subjects and brought them to life in a very human and intriguing way. And Edie Sedgwick, of course, was a very tragic figure, only died at the only 28 years old, drug addict, beautiful woman. I mean, if you saw pictures of her, you've seen films, they had a couple of movies about her and her relationship with Warhol, etc. She was also connected for a short time as the girlfriend of Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan used her as a muse for a couple of songs, including this one, Just Like a Woman. It is a not-so-forgotten 45 for Lynetta. Perfect timing. Bob Dylan, remembering Edie Sedgwick and Gene Stein on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Nobody feels any pain. Close, but late. like one, but she breaks just like a little
sometimes. But I just wanna see. It's really there. I asked the doctor, could I see you? If I were your hell, he said. I disobeyed his orders. I went down, found him and said, well, my cheating on me. If I wish you'd take that thing off his head. It's bad to live with him, his eyes.
Terrified. They think I'm just beyond belief, out the window with me, you know. And they decided I shouldn't have any money. They hated the idea of my doing any modeling to make my own way. And as soon as I got into this, they're sending telegrams saying, oh, you've got to go model, please, just for a short time. And they're so horrified that it amounts to the fact that they'll endorse the modeling idea 100 times before they dream of having to deal with it.
Everybody knows the things she does to please. living the scene out of her limousine. Little mistress in a mini dress, living it up to die. In a blink of the public eye.
Show Little Miss S, Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians on Edie Sedgwick. Also, Femme Fatale from the Velvet Underground. Edie, in her own troubled words about her family, the very wealthy family that kind of abandoned her in her hour of need. And a pair of Dylan songs, one by John Mellencamp at the big anniversary bash, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, and Dylan himself, Just Like a Woman, songs. Edie Brickell, or Edie Sedgwick, rather, as the muse. Brief, turbulent relationship she had with Bob Dylan, among others. Wow. And well, she really inspired a lot in her short, troubled life, didn't she? The mystique lives on. So much it is when folks die young, right? It's the beauty and the power of their youthful laser beam that they leave behind, and also just the, you know, the wistful sense of what could have and would have been. Had her potential been fulfilled, and had she conquered those demons and gone on to be, she was a visual artist and a model and beautiful person, but very troubled, troubled background, and of course, unfortunately, addicted to drugs, which, as we know, takes its toll from generation to generation, indeed. A salute there to Edie Sedgwick and also Jean Stein, who chronicled Edie's life in that iconic book, Edie, that was used as a basis for a few films, including Factory Girl, which I just saw recently on Cable with Sienna Miller as Edie Sedgwick, fascinating film. It was a book that really grabbed me as a young person. I was very intrigued by it, the story, the allure of the factory and that whole mystique surrounding Andy Warhol and the characters. It would be not a place that I personally would gravitate to, my personal tastes and sensibilities, but maybe because of that, I was fascinated by these people and how they could gravitate around Andy Warhol as a person in particular and the way they lived their lives, what they gave up to sacrifice to live a particular type of life. Very intriguing. And Jean Stein, the chronicler of all that, was a fascinating writer and journalist in her own right, indeed. It is the end of the Third Quiz Show. A few minutes left on this early coffee clash. Twitter feed is AB Writes. Phone line is 347-857-4505 for the live listeners on Tuesday, May 16th. Potnet Chat Box. Facebook page is also open. Potnet Chat Box. Dom, becoming a hearty regular. We love to hear from you, Dom, chiming in. Hey, great to hear the show. Really enjoyed the Edie Sedgwick's stint. But concerned about Trump in a big, big way, the man is unhinged. He's got to go. When will the Republicans realize it? I think they're starting to realize it, but I don't know if they want to admit it for all those political reasons, Dom, that we talked about. There's cynicism in there, and people are worried about their own jobs. But let's worry about the fate of the country. I mean, is this guy going to be the last American president because we're on a downward trajectory, or are things going to get better? And do people care? There are still people in his base, apparently. A recent survey said 82% of Republicans are still with him. And folks, I think last week I saw this is before, it might have been before the Comey incident. It certainly is before today, finding out the revelations of his possibly leaking classified info to the Russians of all people. But there was a survey that said 96% of folks who voted for Trump would vote for him again. So let's not, you know, again, nobody thought he could pull it off. Nobody thought he was going to win. However, he did. So the American gaslighting, again, most people are against him. Most people did not vote for him. I know he's got this vote. And all of this, he's starting his commission on voter fraud because he's got to prove that there were 3 million illegal votes and they all went to Hillary. Not going to be able to prove it. Didn't happen, and you couldn't prove it anyway. But that's important to him because that's so important to him on top of his list. I think what was fascinating to me is during his interview with Jeanine Pirro on Fox, I saw a clip of it. I don't watch that show or that network too often, but they repeated a lot of clips, and one of them, he said that he's thinking about canceling the press briefings because the press staff, Sean Spicer and last week Sarah Huckabee, were getting beaten up because they are giving out inaccurate information. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, Sean Spicer looks flummoxed and he's spinning himself into, you know, every week. Huckabee Sanders came out and she was a little more polished, except she was saying ridiculous things too, because a lot of the stuff they're spewing are falsehoods. They're out there pretty much to go out and lie. Now, we all know about spin. Political spin. It happens all the time at every level, but this is outrageous. I think it was Mike McCurry, who was the press secretary at one point for Bill Clinton, said it best, where he said, well, my job is to tell the truth slowly. In other words, they do spin it. They do hold back things. Nicole Wallace, who worked at the White House for George W. Bush, said, we were never told to go out there and lie, and I wouldn't do it if we were. That's the problem. These people have signed on for this. They know what they're getting into, or do they? But once they're there and they find out, you got to have integrity. You have to have a backbone, Sean, and say, I got to quit. I can't do this every day. It's ridiculous. But they don't. So that's on them. And it does make them a target. Melissa McCarthy, how brilliant was she last weekend, right? So anyway, it's tough stuff. But I thought it was funny when he said, well, because they're I have so many things going on in my head. I'm a very active president, and a lot is happening. They can't keep up with me accurately. So he said he might cancel the press briefings and just either come out himself once every 2 weeks, which would be hilarious. Thank you, Stephen Colbert, for pointing that out last night. Or we'll just put out printed answers to questions. And then he said, but I don't know. Everybody's interested. Everybody's watching. We have the highest ratings in daytime TV at the press briefing. He really believes he is living in this reality TV show. I mean, he really is Chauncey Gardner's clueless, evil cousin Donnie. Everything that comes over the TV gives him validation or angers him because it's over the TV. If it's not on TV and you don't get ratings for it, it doesn't count. This, to me, is a crazy situation to have the person in the White House feeling this way. What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Twitter feed on fire. Freddie says, yeah, I'm eating big time chocolate and nachos. Yeah, me too. I'm kind of in that too. And let's do one before we get out of here for Jonathan Demme. This one, of course, from the Talking Heads.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Documentary about the Heads called Stop Making Sense, among so many other great works. I think I gave him a short shrift. I mean, he had a pretty eclectic range and some great movies, including Melvin and Howard, Swing Shift, Something Wild, Philadelphia. I mean, think about the eclectic nature of his work. A lot of directors have very similar themes in their work. His was really a wide range. He embraced so many different aspects of the human condition and different topics and different subjects. It's really amazing. Most recently, and of course, underneath it all, there was a lot of music involved. He did the Meryl Streep comedy, Ricky and the Flash, which was about a middle-aged, not quite rock star, but rock singer, and did a concert documentary on Justin Timberlake and Tennessee Kids in 2016. Pretty interesting stuff indeed. A big person involved with the Jacob Burns Film Center up here in Westchester County in New York. He was chairman of the board. He curated a bunch of series of films there, including Saddle Up Saturdays, a series of westerns that ran through March of this past year. So, pretty big breadth of work for sure. Jonathan Demme passed away at the age of 73, left behind so much work. You got to do your work while you can. With that in mind, our inspiration to action challenge success story. It's Rod Brunswick, Maine, says he's shopping around his poetry for a chapbook publisher. Got started with a challenge 2 years ago, got me into a good space. Unfortunately, some personal problems fell off the wagon, but I'm back at it, and you've given me a construct to follow, so I thank you. Well, thank you, Rod. Appreciate it. Appreciate the honesty. As you know, I'm honest, too. I always say it's a daily deal for me as well. Some days are better than others. Show up at the page. Do your best. If you get off the horse, get back on it. And while you're particularly in a vulnerable place at the beginning or re-entering the process, it's always good to take that handy journal with you and just use it as a way to slough off bad feelings and put in some new invigorating ideas. That's what I use it for, and I think it helps a lot of folks. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I would love to hear from you and give you an accolade. I also think it helps spur other folks on. Please reach out to me. On the other hand, you need some cajoling. You're saying, hey, I really am in this kind of creative ditch. Let me help you get out of it with a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always me. Reach out, same place. It's Amy Beth Arkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, and we'll connect and we'll do it. And while you're at the website, you can peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, some other goodies available for ebook and paperback. You can also chime in for your guest suggestions, forgotten 45 requests, all there, one-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawy.com. Hey, reach out. It's always fun to keep the conversation going on the Twitter feed, 24/7 at AB Writes. You can say hi to our producer, Trudy Hart. I know she's been updating, right, Trudy? All right. Do it now. Update the Twitter feed over the Radio Trudy. You can friend me on Facebook. You can follow the Amy Beth Arkawy Show in a number of places, BTR site, Mixcloud, Stitcher, also on iTunes and NetNow, and be on the listen. We're on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network from time to time as well. And all roads lead back to said website, amybetharkawy.com. As usual, you want to find us? Hey, we're here. We want to be found. As they say. I love you all, and as I said, we'll be in touch. We'll do the shows as often as we can. I'll keep you updated on social media. Please, whatever you do, wherever you go, drive safe, play nice, dream big, hang in there. We'll leave you with one from Neil Young, who did 3 films with Jonathan Demme. Long may you all run. On the Amy Beth Arkawy Show, come back and see us, won't you?